The festival, now in its 15th year, features over 200 music acts at over 70 venues throughout the city over the bank holiday weekend. Festival favourites, the JD Brass Band, are among the lineup. They rolled into town last night, jump-jived onto an open tour bus for an impromptu gig, and I went along for the ride.
All passengers, including an 8-piece brass band, are currently on the bus. To our left is the Craigavon Bridge, and it has to be said, we're getting some bemused looks from passers-by.
I'm Ilko. I play the trombone in the JD Brass Band. There is jazz all over town, and everybody in town is listening and is open to our music, and that's what a musician wants. He wants a nice audience, and Derry has a wonderful audience. We do play all around the world, and I think for us, because this is our sixth time in Derry, we have gotten to know some people, and already weeks ahead they start messaging us, and we're looking forward, counting down the days, and we've discovered this new bar, we would like to take you there. So, you know, it feels like coming home in a way, and that is really special for us.
Having toured the city centre, it's time to get off the bus and into the Guildhall, where local performers are taking to the stage. Among them is renowned musician Gay McIntyre. He's often described as the city's father of jazz and has been entertaining music lovers in the Northwest and much further afield for over 60 years.
Well, I've always been a real regard for Derry and his people. I think that's what it really is. It's because I turned down lots of very lovely bookings over the years. And I genuinely thought, no, I'd rather be in Derry than.
Peter and Margaret Vuclow from North Nottinghamshire in England. We've toured Southern Ireland and then we catch the Jazz Festival on the way back home. This is the third year we've been to the Jazz Festival.
What keeps bringing you back?
We like jazz. There's no other way to say it, we just like jazz.
And the events aren't just confined to indoors. Back out in Guildhall Square, people are quite literally dancing in the street.
These are spats. You get them in swing gear online, but these are like actually dance shoes, but it's obviously designed back in the 40s or 50s. We are JR Jive from Glasgow. We've come over for the festival. Basically, we've got friends that came, have been coming for the past 3 or 4 years and told us about it, so we go to festivals in like Britain. We arrived yesterday, and now this is the us out trying to get a dance.
And doing very well, not a bad dance floor, Guildhall Square. Are you looking forward to the weekend?
Absolutely, yeah, it's going to be brilliant.
Oh, it's really good, it's brilliant. So we're just passing through, we just happened to see it, it's really good. I'm not from here, I'm from Donegal, so I'm hopefully I'll come up to it, Jeff, definitely, yeah. Especially if they're playing somewhere.
I think it's a good thing for Derry, it's, you know, because it's international, you know. I'm new thinking to see a New Orleans street band in the middle of Derry Guildhall Square. Brilliant.
When I listen to this, I would like to hear some more of it, so it's great.